Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, it is 2025, and this is the beginning of another year of the Fallout Lorecast. And to celebrate the new year, I have our patrons with us. We pushed back a week. It turns out it ended up right on the 1st. And so it is currently the 1st. This is the first day of 2025, and we are all getting together. And everybody's going to be bringing something, kind of like we did on a previous episode. Everyone's bringing something to the party. I don't know what they're going to bring yet. It could be somebody to come with them from one of the Fallout games. It could be a faction. Maybe they're opening up the party to a faction. It could be some fun and games. It could be something that's a surprise. It could be food. It could be a game to play. Who knows? I don't know yet. They haven't told me, but we're about to find out. And I'm so glad that you are here. And I'm so looking forward to this next year of the Fallout Lorecast. So here we go. We've got all of our patrons. Well, not all of our patrons, but the patrons who are subbed at, you know, the tier where they could join us, who are able to make it. We've got Pumpkin and Nova and Lil Green, St. Geub, Germinator, and AK Spartan joining us. And I heard that Pumpkin, you were going to kick us off on this discussion about how we're celebrating the new year in the Wasteland. What are you bringing to the party?
So I'm going to be bringing a few of my favorite ghouls. I got myself Raoul. Gotta love his stories. I love his stories. Every time he brings them up, they're some of my favorites. And I'm going to be bringing Hancock as well.
Okay.
As you know, Hancock's got the goods that'll mellow people out for the night.
Okay, so wait. So at first I was like, oh, you're going to make this like a diverse party. Like, oh, we're not going to exclude ghouls. Ghouls are invited.
Invited a bunch of ghouls. That too.
Okay. But then it definitely took a turn at like Hancock is bringing the goods in order to get the party really going. And
you know, it's Hancock. You can't have a party without Hancock.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're kicking off this new year with a bunch of ghouls and a bunch of chems. It's just going to be like everybody. All right.
Anything along them lines.
Okay. Do you have any other ghouls in mind as well? Is there anybody else that you're going to reach out to?
Not that I can think of. There might be some that kind of just come along with either of them, but.
Okay, so it's just
those
kind
are
of
my
like
two main.
You're just hey guys, just come out to the party, bring whatever, invite your friends. It's just going to be open. Everybody can join us. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. this definitely took a weird turn right at the beginning. I didn't expect that everybody was going to be getting high on chems right at the beginning of the party.
Not the hard. It doesn't have to be the hard stuff, you know.
Okay.
It could just be like, you know, a little bit of jet here, maybe a little bit of buff out.
All right. A little bit of rat away just for fun.
Get people loose.
Okay. All right. Let's open this up. What do you all think about inviting a bunch of ghouls plus chems to the party? How does this feel to you? Who would like to chime in? St. Geub's got some thoughts on this one. What are you thinking?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the last time they invited ghouls to a party is when they let them in Tenpenny Tower, and they kind of put the place under new management. I might be leaving this party early if that's the case, you know.
It might, yeah.
Well, these guys are trustworthy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, the dynamic is a little.
Hancock shanked like 20 people before. What's one more?
But he never changed the entirety of Good Neighbor to ghouls.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay. So, there are a few different things going on here. We're not having the party in a tower that is exclusive and racist against ghouls, and so they have to fight back against us. So we've got that going for us. Also, I would imagine that we're friends with Hancock. Hancock's not going to be looking to create any problems. He just wants to have a good time. So let's take that as part of the premise. But I still think that we need to be a little bit careful. If people are going to be on chems at the party, we should probably be aware.
Yeah, I mean, you, like I said, it doesn't have to be too much. I think our guys can handle themselves.
I mean, the ghouls may be better than the rest of us.
Hancock's usually always on chems.
there's that. St. Giob, do you have any other concerns about this?
No, I mean, just someone let me know when, you know, the zombie jokes just go too far. Like, you know, if I ask, like, someone asks me, give me a hand, they actually hand me a hand that falls off. You know, I might be headed to the door early.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on this ghoul / chems party? I almost called it a fiasco, but I don't know if that's a fiasco yet.
Pumpkin already stole
fiesta. Logan?
Pumpkin stole my character. I was gonna bring. I feel like he's still him, and I think on the same wavelength a lot. No, I was gonna say
we
Hancock.
Just share a brain cell, you know.
Just the one brain cell.
I was gonna say Hancock, but like also I feel like the chems is very Fallout, honestly. So, because, like, you know, they run the gambit of, you know, like, you know, simpler drugs to, you know, now we have, like, what is it, the devil's blood that we're dealing with in 76?
Yes. Yeah, so, that's a thing.
Slot the chat got a pretty good third one.
Yeah.
So, Cooper Howard. Yeah, no.
I kind of agree with this. It'd be a good party.
I could agree with the sloth in the chat right now. That's a good third one.
Are we inviting the ghoul himself? Yeah. I read a post recently where somebody was speculating on Reddit. They're like, okay, wait a minute. If he's actually this old and has been around since before, you know, the bombs dropped, then he could have known all of the protagonists in the Fallout series, which I hadn't kind of considered, you know, being that like he's on the West Coast, but I guess if he traveled, he probably could have. Anyway, that's a whole other topic and discussion to have. But yeah, okay, so we're inviting more ghouls. We've added the ghoul. Do you think he would come to our party?
I think it would depend. I think the chems are a pretty good sell for him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's probably the sell for him, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, okay. So we got at least those three ghouls. Anybody else have any thoughts on this one? Any other comments on ghouls or chems?
I had Spartan? Chems involved in my idea, and I had Hancock on my list, my short list too. I also, we're talking about ghouls, I had Tommy Sullivan on my short list too, because he seems like he'd be a mean card player.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we want to have fun in games too, right?
Yeah, like he seems like he'd be a fun guy to have at a party.
Okay, all right.
That's the name, right? The one that was in charge of Kate. That sounds right.
I'm not great at holding on names.
I just want to make sure I'm remembering the right name, but that's who I mean when I say if I'm getting the name wrong.
Yeah, somebody Google it, but I'm not so great at holding on to specific names and words.
Like somebody that would enjoy, you know, that side of a party.
Right. Okay. Pumpkin, any other thoughts? Any last thoughts on this one?
Not that I could think of. Like I think I kind of threw us right into the deep end. I think it's pretty good.
All right, yeah, you're starting off the party strong, for sure. Spartan, you said that you had a lot of similarities with Pumpkin. Would you like to continue and add some other things to this with your ideas?
Yeah, so I'll bring a game, I guess. I remember on one of the episodes, I think last year, we were talking about like favorite weapons and stuff. And I mentioned that I like to... In Fallout 4, I'll have my character take Jet, and then I'll throw grenades and shoot them in the slow-mo. Mm-hmm. I think you could actually turn that into a party game, similar to skeet shooting, and call it Jeet shooting, because you're taking Jet, and you're shooting the grenades in the air. I think you could actually turn that into a party game.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That could also be part of the fireworks at the party.
You could do it with fireworks where you have to take Jet and then shoot the fireworks yourself. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Somebody throws them up in the air, or you get any of the weapons that like kind of slingshot things up into the air. Cause you could use a junk jet. You could use the, what's the little one that shoots the nukes?
Batman.
Yeah, the Fat Man launcher. You get any of those, put the grenades in there instead, or a mini nuke, if you really want to set things off, shoot them way up in the air, and then have people shoot at them until they explode. This is a much more dangerous party than we've had in the past.
I want to bring Kate and McCree also, because I feel like they would be fun people to drink with.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a rip roaring party for sure. I was
trying to think of people that would be cool with kind of bending some rules. So
yeah, I think we have to expect that some of the people at the party will not survive the party at this point, because we already have chems, and we already have explosives and shooting explosives. It's getting more dangerous as we go. You did mention playing cards and games. What about Caravan? Do we play Caravan at the party?
I don't know how to play Caravan.
Any of us know how to?
Right? Like, I don't think... This is one of those, like... I need to do an episode on Caravan, because it's one of those things where, like, so many games will include, like, a card game or whatever. But I think it's probably one of the least favorite card games or, like, other sort of games in an RPG ever. From what I understand.
Well, because it's difficult and actually requires skill, not just blind luck.
Yeah. Do you play Caravan?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, yeah. So like I never really got into it. I think most people just kind of bounced off of it. Yeah. Okay. So all right, let's open this up. We're adding more people, we're adding explosives, we're adding maybe some more chems. What do you guys think about Spartan's ideas? Who would like to chime in?
I mean, launching explosives is a good way to create fireworks.
I agree. Yes. I guess the problem is if you toss a live grenade in the air and you miss it, you better make sure that it lands somewhere where people aren't.
It's like that scene in Grown Ups, shoot an arrow in the air, it's chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what VAT is for, right?
Yeah.
Making sure you hit your target.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we need to do anything with these explosives to make them more colorful when they go off? Is there a way to, like, because a grenade exploding in the air isn't the same thing as a firework. It'll definitely explode, but it doesn't necessarily have colors and things.
I don't know if I want to have to be painting the explosives, because then it feels like we have to invite the pack.
Mm.
You wouldn't really be painting them. You would just be adding different materials to them. So like if you add copper, it'll burn a bright green in the air.
Yeah, that's how they do with fireworks. They add other materials that change color. That also
an easier one, just dunk it in radioactive stuff and just throw it.
Yeah, that works too.
Really,
it's like VATS without the VATS. It just glows for you at that point.
There you go. Or add a little bit of FEV and, you know, just let it spread in the air while the party happens. I mean, we're tired of talking chems.
Oh, you said FEV. Are there going to be super mutants at the party?
I don't know. I guess we'll have
to see if
anybody invites any, because we haven't gotten through everyone yet. Anyone else have any other thoughts on Spartan stuff? This is hitting all sorts of rabbit trails, but it's been fun, so it doesn't really matter too much. Any other thoughts on Spartan stuff? St. Jeb?
Oh, no. I was going to ask if I could go next, but so.
Yeah, you can go next. If we don't have any other thoughts on Spartan, any last thoughts on yours?
No, I mainly, because Hancock was going to be one of my main guys, and Pumpkin talked about Hancock. The Jeet shooting the game was really my main thing, because that does seem like a fun Fallout World way to have a party.
Yes. And I would imagine in a world where fireworks are hard to come by, then you can just got to make your own. So why not, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, St. Jeb. What are you bringing to the party?
So I'm going to bring in two things. First and foremost, I'm going to be bringing the party favors. I'm going to bring in the Mother Punga from Point Lookout. You know, the one where it causes everyone to hallucinate. So you start seeing, you know, all your past friends, and, you know, they give you all kinds of wonderful advice. And then the second, I want to have the White Glove Society cater the event.
Oh boy, wait, this is everybody just keeps on ramping up the party. Okay, so we have hallucinogenics and potentially cannibalism.
I mean, that's the fun of figuring it out at the end of the night, what you actually ate. You don't find that out till the end.
Right, because I don't know that we would know for sure. They might just cater the party with regular food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is this a deal breaker for anybody? Either of these? I mean, we've already been talking chems. We've been ramping it up with hallucinogenic chems, and now also potentially eating people.
I mean, I'd probably avoid the food, knowing the White Glove Society.
Okay, so that's a no food for pumpkin.
Anybody, yeah, I think I'm a, if the White Glove Society, knowing the White Glove Society, I might have to forego the food myself.
Oh, come on. It's just pork.
It tastes according, like chicken.
Would you willingly eat what the White Glove Society provides?
It's long
according
pig,
to right? Dahmer, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, long pig.
According to them, they don't eat that anymore.
Yes, so, according to them. According
I take that at face value, sir.
Yeah, they never, nobody ever lies. Okay, so here's my thoughts on it, is that many times, almost all the time, not all the time, most of the time, when I play a character in a game where I can pick cannibalism, I generally do, because it's a very convenient way to heal yourself back, feed yourself if you need food or whatever. And so I guess if I'm in this as a character I would have played as, then I would be totally fine with that.
See, he's got a more sophisticated palate than the rest of you folks.
Yes, sophisticated. Also, also, have you ever wondered when playing a cannibal character what ghoul or super mutant tastes like and how different that is from a regular person? Pumpkin is like vomiting right now. He's just like, dear God.
Ghoul. I go to sleep wondering that.
I mean, you got me there for sure. Especially since one of the shows, what is it, the Modus Files? Uh-huh. Like the one character, Lilith, always eating anything that's flesh and like doesn't really prejudice what she eats. I'm like, does she have a preference?
I mean, we saw the ghoul make ass jerky out of his fellow ghoul, so... It's not out of the palate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, tenderized and like dried.
It seems to be halfway normalized in the world of Fallout, so it may very well make it onto our plates in this.
Oh yeah, sure. The long pork will be on everybody's plates later.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if you can like direct the White Glove Society to, like, you know how like when you cater for a lot of people, you might have like the vegetarian option or whatever for people who don't eat meat. Could you have like the non-cannibal option?
Imagine a vegetarian in the wasteland.
Yeah, that would be harder to do. You'd have to eat a lot of Tatoes. Potatoes all the time. All right. So any other thoughts on this one? We're really ramping up the party at this point. This thing's going to be a banger. St. Jeb, any other final thoughts? Anything else you want to bring?
I was like, I'm just going to say, look, it is. They went through all this trouble to feed you folks. The least you could do is at least taste it, okay? Look, you know, it's very high end. It's a classy establishment, and they're coming to you. The least you can do is at least try it.
Yeah. I would imagine that it costs a lot to have them cater. They probably just don't do it for free. So, yeah. Yep. I mean, I guess everyone should at least give it a try. Everybody's like, oh, dear God. All right. Who would like to go next? Where else is this party going? Because this is already a pretty crazy party. I saw two hands. I saw Germinator. Germinator, I know you have potentially a fluctuating connection, so why don't you go ahead while you make sure you can actually be heard and stuff.
So I would personally rig up the old missile farm at the divides on a remote control and then hang out at the fort or just outside the fort, hanging, sitting on the dam, drinking Nukashime with Ulysses and a couple of other less than desirable parties, and throw some Nuka Shine in there. I reckon that could be pretty fun. Watching the fireworks, so to speak.
Right, right. So you're shooting missiles in the air. So now we're adding missiles as fireworks, but also drinking Nuka Shine. So at this point, we've now expanded the chems out to Nuka Shine, which means at some point during the party, some of the party members might pass out and then just end up somewhere else randomly.
Yup, they could end up at the fort.
Yeah, they could end up anywhere. Okay, so is this something that you're passing around where people are like, you're like, hey, it's Nuka Shine, enjoy, or is this something you're just like sneaking into the punch? I'm just letting people find out.
This is something the same thing I did in my camp in 76. It's just a punch bowl set up. Full of Nuka Shine.
Okay, so
vintage Nuka Shine, no less.
Right, right. So Germinator's bringing the punch bowl and is like, hey, everybody, have some punch. And everyone's like, cool. All right. All right. Okay, so let's we got missiles and Nuka Shine. Let's open this up. What do you all think about that? I see pumpkin.
Anybody
ready to go.
Else hear water? I'm hearing water. That's what Nuka Shine does to you.
Nah, I think I'm 100% down for all of that. Just because, and it just sounds very correct for West Virginia and the folk that are there. The moonshine and just big explosions.
Big explosions, so. Yeah, and moonshine, yeah.
So and it's fitting for New Year's. You know, everyone's throwing off, fireworks. So why not missiles? What's the worst that can happen? Place is already destroyed.
Why not? Yeah. Yeah, and heck, I mean, when you live in the wasteland, who knows what the next day is going to bring? So might as well try some, you know, explosives. Who knows what's in the food? Any sort of assortment of chems or Nuka Shine. I have a feeling by about what 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, the party is going to look extremely different than it did at the beginning of the party. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could call the missiles. That dodgy Uncle Roger's illegal Chinese fireworks.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Oh, man. So my other thoughts are that this isn't going to be a party that other people don't know you're having. Anybody within a certain radius is going to hear that you're having a party. And so you might be bringing more than just, you know, the people you invited to the party. So that could be part of it as well. All right. Any last thoughts, Germinator? Anything else? I think Germinator's connection is starting to get a little funny. All right. Well, we'll wrap that up. Germinator, I hope your connection gets better. Tell you what, why don't we take a quick break? We'll thank all of you, all of our patrons, and we've got two new reviews to read. So we'll do those real quick, and then we'll get back to the party and add some more things. Not like the party needs more stuff, but we're just going to keep adding stuff. So don't go anywhere.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
See another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, let's welcome our new patrons. We've got, and I don't remember exactly where we left off because I banked some episodes over the holidays, but I'm pretty sure it was with Noah C, and then there's Jacob P, Andrado, Sixer, and Hornbeard. Welcome to the Patreon. So glad that you decided to join us. Thank you for being here. And Germinator, you're our sentry bot, so you get a shout out every week. Thank you for being here. And we're at exactly 100 patrons currently. 100 patrons. Thank you so much for your support. Nice round number to start the year on. Who knows where we're going to end up over the next year? I guess we'll have to find out. We'll have to wait and see. Also, I've been working. I've actually been working on over the last year and a half or so, kind of working on turning some of the old episodes and the new episodes that are generally designed just for audio into YouTube videos. So check out the Fallout Lorecast YouTube for going back and listening and checking out episodes with actual video that you may have previously listened to or maybe have skipped over, or getting some new versions with actual video stuff. I'm going to be turning out more of that stuff this year with some editors who are helping put that together. So that's a fun new kind of way of enjoying what we got going on here. Plus, I might be doing some extra only YouTube content. So go check that out. And we've got two new reviews on Apple Podcasts. And just a reminder, the app that I was using to bring together all the different reviews from Apple across the globe is no longer working. All I can do is look it up directly now, which means that I only see stuff from the US. So thank you if you took the time to leave a review from a different country. It's just hard for me to get at that info currently. But we've got two new ones from the US. This one is from Lynch Rose, who writes, best podcast, 5 stars. I'm not one that can normally listen to podcasts, but the Fallout Lorecast by Robots is so fun to listen to. Thank you so much. And then this one from Courier, who writes, very good. really good info. You can tell Robots puts a lot of time into this podcast. So thank you, Robots. Keep making awesome stuff. Happy trails, Bardner. Well, happy trails, Courier. Thank you to everybody for the support. And I'm so glad that you've been here supporting the show. And I'm so ready to dive into this next year. I've been looking at all sorts of different ideas for some fun new episodes. So get ready. It's going to be fun. But first, we got to talk about the rest of what's going on with this party. Let's get back to it.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we are back, and I know that we've got Void who jumped in with us. Void, welcome. I didn't get to welcome you at the beginning. And Nova and Lil Green still to go. Who would like to go next? Nova?
I have an idea.
All right, what are you bringing to the party, Nova?
All right, so I was juggling between John Caleb Burton's Frozen Head or bringing Rosa Sharon Cassidy, and I decided I was going to bring Rosa Sharon Cassidy because you can't have a legend like Hancock. Yeah, it would be John Hancock. Yeah, never mind. I was correct in my statement. It would be, you can't have a legend like John Hancock and not bring another legend like Rosa Sharon Cassidy because I want to watch him have a drink off. Whoever can drink the most, just like that one scene from Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Okay, it's already a ruckus party, so might as well.
All right, so not only are you bringing another person to the party, yes, but you are now implementing drink-off competitions with the goal of having those two have a drink-off. But I would imagine other people at the party are going to be involved in this as well, right?
Well, yes, of course. It's just for fun. Like they're just gonna see who can go the longest, like who can take the most shots of their preferred choice of hard alcohol, who can take the most shots and still be standing by the end of the night.
Got it. Okay, so mm-hmm. Do those shots. What do those shots include? Because we've already got Nuka Shine showing up in the mix.
Like I said, it's your preferred choice of alcohol. It's just going to be measured by volume. It's just going to be measured by alcohol by volume, though.
Okay, so we'll have a selection. Like if you want some whiskey, yeah, if you want some rum, if you want some Nuka Shine, whatever you want, mix it mm-hmm. in. And I have a feel. Okay, so let me know if you think I'm right about this. I have a feeling that somebody would try the Nuka Shine. In order to kind of one up the other one, like it feels like it's going to be one of those, like it's going to get a few drinks in and then somebody's going to feel like, okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to challenge you to do it. Like it'll get to that point, right?
Hey,
like,
where'd they go?
And then all of a sudden they just wander off and then we're just like, well, we don't know who won. And then it's just like, that's going to be the end of it. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like there's why I wanted to bring Rose Cassidy was because she's one of my favorite companions, first of all, from New Vegas, but also because I just feel like she brings a life to the party that really nobody else can really match except for Hancock, in my opinion. She is just she is a little bit she's a little bit reserved and she does not want to interact with people up until you actually get into a whiskey drinking contest with her or you begin talking about whiskey and then she opens up to you. And so I have a feeling that a party like this would be her preferred setting after a little bit, after she's a little bit inebriated and loosens up, and then she would have a great time. It's just a matter of here's a bottle of whiskey, go pregame. And then she'd be a really good addition to the party.
Do you think we would end up with a like West Coast versus East Coast thing going on where
absolutely that already happens and definitely would continue in the Fallout universe.
Yeah. I would imagine that, you know, like some people are going to get behind her, some people are going to get behind him, and then like we're gonna have or a ghoul versus non-ghoul kind of thing. Cause you got that dichotomy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So this might get a little heated. Like, do you think anybody else who has already been at the party would join in the drinking?
Definitely cool. Raul.
Yeah.
Definitely Raul.
Yeah.
Raul
Cooper Howard.
Cooper Howard, probably. We're going to, so is it all going to be ghouls? Like, I feel like we need some non-ghouls to jump. I mean, do you think Kate would join in?
And all the ghouls was just Cassidy.
Right.
Depending on the direction, Kate maybe.
Yeah, maybe Kate. Kate might join in. Would any of you...
She's a whiskey lover.
Well, let's open this up. Would any of you jump into the drinking competition?
Oh, God, I love whiskey, yeah.
I'll try.
Okay. I see Void nodding his head as well. Three of you. St. Giub, you in? You in? Lil Green's shaking no.
Oh, absolutely. I'm lightweight. Listen, I know my limits. I'm like a one drink and I'm done kind of guy.
Aren't you Irish?
I'm very Irish. I'm also German, too.
He also learned his limits a long time ago.
That makes it worse. You have two drinking cultures inside of your blood, and you won't even get a blood alcohol volume.
Yeah. Is there, wait, is there a culture that isn't a drinking culture?
The Mormons.
It's breaking up. Mormon culture.
The Muslims. Like, you literally can't drink if you're Islamic, so.
Yeah, okay. I guess there are some that aren't. But it's, I feel like in cultures where drinking is legal, all of them have some stereotype according to some other culture that they're a drinking culture. As you know, like, that's just very common, right?
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Right. Even between like Americans, you know, the Midwesterners really can kick one back, or whatever. It's like, yeah. Okay, so this is fun. Anybody else have any thoughts on this one? Any other thoughts?
I think this is where it's going to start getting rowdy.
Yes, and would you rather I bring John Caleb Burton's frozen head instead of Cassidy?
That's a good question. What do you all think?
I think Cassidy would be better. I think Cassidy's a better.
Yeah, but imagine imagine the drinking cocktails he can tell us, though. He's a freaking wizard in that. He can give us all these cocktail ideas.
Would he Who's going to take a sip out of his jar?
Oh, dear God. What if that's the challenge? What if it's a drinking challenge where, like, you go back and forth, but each person gets to choose what you drink, and then you both have to drink it?
I mean, he's an ice cube, so you're not going to get much out of it.
Are we going to just chip some of the ice off and put it in drinks?
Yeah, you use it as the ice in the drink.
It's like bio gel.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so weird. Okay.
You're welcome to open this door.
I really appreciate being here, guys.
All of you have like knocked this out of the park. You've gone well beyond my expectations. This is the craziest New Year's party ever. This is amazing. All right. Any other thoughts, Nova? Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I'm just going to bring those two schmucks with me, and I didn't really have an idea for like any food because I feel like that they're just going to be a drinking party. Honestly, there's not going to be much eating going on.
Okay, I mean, we already have food supplied if people want it. I think exactly, some people won't be eating it, but we'll have to see. All right, I mean, this is fun. All right, let's keep going. We've got Lil Green and Void. Who would like to go next? Void?
I will be going next.
All right, what are you bringing? This is already crazy. What are you adding to it?
You know what? I'll bring some more explosives.
Okay.
Because more alcohol and more explosives have always mixed well.
Always. You never hear about, you know, terrible things that happened during these types of celebrations due to too much alcohol.
I totally don't have an app on my phone that tells me what the police scanners are telling me. And 12:01 last night, it was totally not some man's hand got blown off.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty common. That's a common. Okay, so what explosives are you bringing?
Well, somebody's already got nukes covered.
We've got missiles. We got missiles. We've got grenades.
Somebody said they were bringing a fat man, didn't they?
Well, we were going to use the fat man to launch the grenades and potentially put a nuke in there, but nobody else offered to bring the nukes yet.
So, all right, I'll bring the nukes then.
You're bringing nukes. All right. Are these little mini nukes? These are like fat man?
These are like Liberty Prime full size nuclear warheads.
Whoa. Okay. All right. So how does this work? Are you like, what's the plan to use them and make sure that we don't annihilate ourselves?
I just bring Liberty Prime with me.
Oh, okay. All right.
For the Brotherhood.
All right. So Liberty Prime just like marches into the party.
Yeah.
he says something like, New Year's has always been an American celebration. You know, something like that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Okay. And then how does this work? Is there a certain time, like right at midnight, he just launches off his nukes into whatever direction he's currently facing? Or is there a plan for this?
Face up and fire.
Hey, Liberty Prime, there's commies over on the other hill over there.
Right.
Are we having a megaton situation where you just yeast at the nearest settlement? It just, it's gone. Vaporized.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing.
We're just eliminating a settlement.
Happy New Year's! You're going to see Jesus.
I don't know that the Minutemen would be very happy about us just blowing up settlements with giant robots and nukes.
Who said I was with the Minutemen?
Yeah, but they might get mad and then come attack us. That's the part of concern.
That's nice.
About.
I have nukes.
Okay.
All right. It's a party full of ghouls, mercenaries with guns and chems and everything. I think the Minutemen probably would stay away, honestly.
Yeah, unless Lil Green invites the Minutemen to the party because he still hasn't brought anything. Oh no. Oh no. All right. What do you all think about this nuke giant robot idea? I think this is a little crazy. This is getting a little bit out of hand at this point. Not like it wasn't already, but it keeps on amping up.
I mean, we got the launch. I mean, it comes with a launcher, so like we don't need to worry about how we're going to get it from point A to point B.
That's true. That's true. Do you think we could set Liberty Prime up with other explosives as well and just have him be like our mobile firework launching platform? That might work. St. Jeb, what are you thinking?
The new year is not negotiable.
New year is non-negotiable. Yeah.
I love the idea. I love it. I also love the idea that he's going to think like, because Chinese New Year is on January 29th, he's going to immediately assume who's a communist here, you know, because they're not celebrating.
Do you think he would, if we happened to get Chinese made fireworks, which I don't know that we're going to be able to get, do you think he would be opposed to us using them?
I mean, he might see it as very unpatriotic.
Yes. Yes.
I was also thinking. Sorry, guys.
Not if we scratch out the kanji that's written on him.
So he can't tell. He can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. He can't read a scratched out bit of kanji.
Right, right.
Can he read?
All right. St. Jub, you raise a very good question for me, St. Jub. Since Liberty Prime would think it's going to be he's looking for the Chinese New Year's communists, would he immediately become like St. Patrick's and start eradicating all the snakes since this is the year of the snake now?
That's a weird connection. All right. So he cleanses the wasteland of all snakes because they might be communist due to the Chinese zodiac?
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right, what he would do.
Wow.
I think you invented a new wasteland tradition.
So eventually he cleanses all the tigers from the wasteland and the dragons also from the wasteland and the pigs and the dogs and the cats and the sheep.
And the chickens.
I don't know all of them, but oh, man.
Is this Saint Liberty Prime?
Yeah,
the patron saint. Dealing with all the snake, the patron saint Liberty Prime.
Yeah,
the patron saint of Fallout.
Yeah, 400 years in the future, we will all tell stories of the patron saint Liberty Prime who state cleansed Prime. The wasteland
of how Liberty Prime cleansed the wasteland of the communist dragons.
Right, not of mutants, not of super mutants, not of rabid ghouls, you know, eating people or whatever, but of snakes, because that was such a problem.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it, with FEV and everything, dragons and something as in like Godzilla would not be out of the question.
It's true. It's true. We do have very giant, large creatures that are mutated. This could be an entire other topic for a future patron chat, but the idea of with Fallout 76 having cryptids, do you think they one up that in the next Fallout game with like kaiju? I would
love that. That would be awesome. It's been hinted at in Files in New Vegas.
It's kind of a crazy
and now
idea.
We also have the giant snake, so kaijus are not out of the question.
Right, we're slowly getting there. If you think about it.
I mean, we had the Myrler Queen at one point, the one from 4 that was the size of a building already.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like we already kind of have this. We have the Hemoth, we have the Myrler Queen. Stop punching me. Gosh, I'm holding my dog in my lap and he's punched me in the face. So we already have we already have the Behemoth, we already have the Myrlet Queen, and we also have the Wendigo. Is it the Wendigo?
I mean, there are Wendigo.
There's the Wendigo Colossus, but
the Wendigo Colossus.
We got Earl. Whatever I cannot remember the name of the snake that just got added.
Right.
Basilisk?
The big snake.
No, it's a giant snake that was added. That's a boss fight in 76.
I thought that's what it was named.
It's something else and my brain is totally just blanking on it.
We kind of already do have kaiju, just have not been named kaiju yet.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like even bigger. You know, like the size of those compared to Godzilla is still like they still stand up to like, I don't know, his knees
so,
or something.
Like a sea bound Leviathan.
Next month's talk. Yes. Next month's talk.
Yeah. All right. We'll hold that. Those are not coming to the party yet. But this is definitely, I don't even remember what we were talking about. We went on this crazy, crazy side tangent. We were talking about Liberty Prime and nuking stuff. All right. Any other thoughts about that? Any other Liberty Prime nuke thoughts? What would you do if you showed up at the party and were like, oh, crap, Liberty Prime is here? Would that be cool? Would you guys be like, oh, that's really cool? Or would you be like, giant combat robot? Don't know about this. Pumpkin's shaking his head. I don't know. St. Jeb, what do you think?
I think it would be dope.
Pumpkin thinks I don't know. I mean, it'd be, again, like I said, I think it'd be incredibly patriotic. I mean, it would definitely make things more colorful and festive. I was going to say to Void, since you're already bringing explosives, I had another idea for something you could bring. Did anyone play that game when your kids where you shot each other with bottle rockets? Or not bottle rockets. The what is it? The Roman candles.
The Roman candles.
Harry
Potter.
So there may not be a video of me getting shot in the face with a Roman candle on the internet.
I'm not the only one then. Well,
since we need fireworks and we can't just keep bringing nukes, thing, is anyone with the rockets red glare from Lonesome Road? Just saying, it really brings some color to the to the evening. I mean, really light up the sky.
That almost is a Roman candle. Never thought of that before. Oh my god! Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, lots of fun addition. All right, so we got that too. We're just going to throw it in there. Just keep adding stuff. Void, any other thoughts on this one?
Not that I can think of. We might be able to paint him.
Ooh!
Instead of him just being all silver, we can paint him with a like American flag livery.
There you go. Yeah, we'll paint him up. It'll be part of the party decorations.
All right.
That tickles. I don't know. All right. Thank you, Void. All right. Lil Green, you're wrapping this up for us. What's the final thing we're adding to this crazy? I don't even know if we can call it a party anymore.
This is a party. All right. I'm going to make it a little festive with my idea since the people that I was going to invite and the things I was going to bring have already been called out. My final thing, because everything that this party is going to do or entail is going to attract a lot of attention, whether it's wanted or unwanted. I'm bringing the lunchboxes from 76 so that when the shooting starts, it's going to be festive.
Nice.
When the bodies start dropping, they're going to blow up in a festive manner.
Yeah, those are basically fireworks. So you open up and they go,
exactly.
And then the little confetti comes out.
As the effects start kicking in and like, right. As you know, like the fun really starts, you know, you'll have a little more festive energy.
Right.
As we'll bring in the new year.
And party favors. Like they come with party favors. Yes.
So,
all right.
That's what I'm bringing.
So what if we tied these onto like rockets and stuff? Multiple, not just like one per rocket, like a whole bunch. So the explosion goes off, but then confetti just goes everywhere.
Yes. I love it.
I'm not picking it up.
We're ending the year and starting the year with a bang and a bunch of confetti.
And then party favors fall from the sky.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right.
That's what I'm bringing.
What do you all think about this? Little lunchboxes. How are you bringing? How many lunchboxes are you bringing? You have like a whole Brahmin caravan just packed up with lunchboxes.
I save up all year just to bring him out for one day.
There you go.
I feel like the responders aren't going to like us very much because we're just going to flood their hospitals with as many. Like basically, everyone's going to get hurt. There's no doubt about that. Everyone's getting hurt and or killed and maimed in horrible ways. And so I don't feel like this is going to be a very safe party. Fun, but not safe though.
Unless you drank the Nuka Shine early in the party and just wandered off.
Oh yeah, then you can find a death claw den.
Yeah, those people might be safe. Maybe not. We'll see. St. Jeb, what are you thinking?
50-50.
I don't know why this is where my mind goes. After everything else has gone on in that party, imagine if the little lunchbox just opening up, that's the thing that finally sets somebody off. Everything else they were completely fine with, the drugs, the explosions, and the monsters. But they see this little thing just pop up, and that sets them off. That's too much for them.
Yeah, that's it. I'm out. I'm done with this party.
I know.
Oh, here's another thought. Like we've got hallucinogenics. Do you think opening up those little lunch boxes with confetti popping up would really mess with the people who are on hallucinogenics?
Well, considering, was it St. Jim that said that he's bringing the stuff from Point Lookout? So, in all reality, there's not as many people there as we think, because those are making us see way more. So if that goes off, someone's firing at nothing.
So there's just lots of it. The people who are on those are like, wow, this party's got like hundreds of people, and it's like a few dozen, right? That's funny. That's funny. All right. Any other thoughts on lunchboxes? Nothing else? Lil Green, any last thoughts? Anything else you want to add? Void, did you want to add something?
I was going to ask, are all the items that like pop out of the lunchboxes, are this just going to rain down upon us?
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
Right. Yes.
No, it's just lunchboxes are just going to have at it.
So this is actually chicken from Grown Ups.
So is that a Nuka-Cola? Ow.
So Lil Green, are you putting things in lunchboxes that normally aren't in them in Fallout 76?
No, I'm just going to leave them as is, as they are in 76. So you open them up, bunch of confetti, and then, have the effects of them. So, if certain enemies explode, it's, confetti as they die as well. So
maybe an occasional frag grenade, too.
Yeah.
Listen, with everything else that's going on, you don't need more hazards. I just want it to be pretty.
Just make it pretty.
I just want it to be pretty.
There you go.
Right. Wow, what a great view to die to.
Well, this might be the last party many of us see. We're going out with a bang.
We can respawn.
Yeah, that's true. We'll just respawn. There you go. All right. Lil Green, that was a fun way to wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been super fun. Any final thoughts from anybody? Any last thoughts?
I love how the fact that Germinator has a camera guy, it seems like, right now.
He does seem to have a camera guy. He's giving us a thumbs up. What are you thinking, Pumpkin?
This party started out normal. Now, so the party starts out pretty basic. By the end of the night, three people are passed out. Somebody's hanging out the window, and Void is missing.
Yeah, Void's wandered off. Hancock's at the end of a drinking competition. Who knows how that's going? We've got Liberty Prime shooting nukes at the nearest settlement for some reason. All the explosives have now drawn the attention of all sorts of creatures in the wasteland, including the Minutemen, who are trying to come take care of us so we don't destroy other settlements.
Is that the Enclave?
Yeah, maybe the Enclave's after us at this point. The Brotherhood is probably wondering how we got Liberty Prime, wants him back. This is a party that will extend well into the next day, if not longer, because as we run for our lives and, try to deal with the ramifications of the party. So I guess that's how it wraps up. So good luck to all of you. I hope you survive. Goodbye. No, we're not actually good. What if I just ended the podcast episode right there? That'd be great. But we have to go back through and thank you, everybody, for joining us. I'm going to go through in the order on the screen that I have you. Feel free to share something that you want the world to know. Otherwise, thanks for being here. We'll start with Pumpkin. He's at the top of the screen. Pumpkin, thanks for being here. Anything else you want to share?
So I, of course, you can always find me on Blue Sky. I actually just made a Blue Sky. You usually find me on Twitter, but I made a Blue Sky recently. And it's my at is at the Pumpkin King. Same thing. The E is a three and the I's are ones. .bluesky.social. I don't know how that works.
They're all kind of like that. Yeah.
You'll see me wearing my Renaissance gear. So in the picture. So I'm going to be hopefully posting soon, and I have I want to try and do Ian Malcolm from the first Jurassic Park. That's Jeff Goldblum's character.
Oh.
So I want to try and get that at some point.
Nice. Can you talk like Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum's funny. I love Jeff. Jeff Goldblum's hilarious.
Can you talk like him though?
Oh God, no.
He's got a kind of stutter kind of thing where he talks and it's a little William Shatner-y, but kind of not at the same time.
More William Shatner. Yeah. I didn't really do the Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum's got a weird roundness to his voice, but it's also a tiny bit Shatner in there.
Right.
I'm unable to do it.
Yeah. I heard something really awesome about him once, that when he goes to parties, he walks up to everyone at the party and goes, "There you are." And then shakes their hand like he was looking for them. And then when he meets somebody for the first time, he'll say, Hey, what's your, they'll usually know who he is, and they'll introduce themselves, and he'll go, "Of course you are." and he'll go do it to somebody else. He'll just do it to everybody at the party, but everyone's just like, oh, that's great, because that's just how he is.
As Void gave me inspiration to say, that's a big pile of shit.
yeah, there you go. Well, thanks, Pumpkin. Nova, what do you want to share?
Well, Nova, hello, how are you doing? I'm a YouTube channel, Supernova. There's capital S-U-P-E-R, capital N, zero, capital V, capital A. Look for the Golden Retriever icon. I mostly do Fallout, like pre-war Fallout lore, but I'm branching off into other games eventually when I eventually do pick up script writing again and video making. Haven't done that in about a year. It's been a very interesting year so far. But yeah, that's what I have. I also have a TikTok. It's under the same name, too.
Nice. Well, I hope you get back to it. Your stuff's good. Like, it's cool. It's, I almost said good and cool at the same time, which came out as like good.
It's good. Yeah. I'm working on some scripts right now. And I know I said it every single week because I, get through it. I'm like, I'm bored of this one. I'm going to try another one, over here. But these two I'm dedicated to finishing. So hopefully now that's the new year, new me, I can get it done.
Nice. Well, good luck to that. And thanks for joining us. Lil Green, anything you want to share?
Not right now. I'm in a slow season and doing a couple personal projects. But if you want to follow my photography that I'm slowly but surely putting out more of, you can find me on Instagram at littlegreen_photography. I'd greatly appreciate it if you'd follow me and like some of my stuff. Yay.
Yay.
Other than that, yeah, you can find me in the Discord.
Nice. Yeah, drop Lil Green to follow. Awesome. St. Jeb, anything you want to share?
Can I shout? No, I'm good.
Okay.
Just saying, thanks again, Tom, for another really good year of the podcast. And here's to another year of, good shows coming up.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm glad you're a part of it. All right, let's move on to AK Spartan. Spartan, I know you got stuff.
Yeah. I am one of the two hosts of the Elden Archives, which is the From Software. It's the Elden Ring Lorecast on the network From Software Lorecast there. That's the main thing I do host-wise. And then other than that, people can find me on the Discord. Obviously, the show has a chat there, but I'm also in the chat for this show. And then I do the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, too. So I'm kind of all around the network.
Yeah. You join us on that as well. And you host the Elden Archives. And that's exciting because turns out, just a few weeks ago, we found out that there's another Elden Ring game coming out.
So. Yeah, that was a weird one. It was funny because my co-host and I were finishing a recording and we were going to do record the next week's in ahead of time. And we stopped doing that because we both forgot the Game of War were even going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I saw when I turned it on was the end of the Elden Ring announcement. And I thought it was another DLC.
Right.
Because
yeah.
That's if you just see like the first 2 seconds or like the back, like I just basically saw the title screen for the new game. And then I found out it's a standalone game and there's all these new mechanics and stuff and all this weird stuff going on. So that's definitely going to be interesting because it seems like a very different thing.
Yeah,
so.
It's like a multiplayer combat kind of focused thing and less of an RPG, I think. But it'll be interesting.
I'm getting like roguelike Monster Hunter vibes.
Yeah. I think it'll still be fun. I mean, it seems like a cool idea. Being more in that world will be fun. Hopefully the lore actually connects and makes sense. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I'm sure I know where the people can listen to find out all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, looking forward to that. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. I always like jumping on for these.
Awesome. All right, Void. Void, you got anything going on?
Sorry, I had to find my mouse. Not particularly, not at the moment. I'm still waiting on players for my new podcast. I gave one of them a final deadline. And so it should maybe third week of January, we should start recording, hopefully. I'm always on the Discord V01D696. If you ever need to rant or anything, my DMs are always open. But other than that, I don't have anything.
All right. Well, good luck with the podcast. I know it's kind of hard to corral cats sometimes.
Right?
Yeah, it's a thing. But yeah, good luck with that. Looking forward to it. And thanks for being here. And then Germinator, wrapping it up. Glad you can make it. Did the connection die again? Oh, I see movement again. I see movement. I see potentially unmuting. There you are. Nope. Hey, man. Anything you want to share?
It's bouncing around a bit at the moment. I'm back for good. Apart from that, in the past, nothing's changed, really.
All right.
Well, same old, same old.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad the signal worked out well enough for you to be able to join us and share some ideas. And here's to 2025. Thanks for being here. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And what a crazy way to kick off 2025. I don't know how we're going to top this in the future, but we'll figure something out. And I'll be back next week with a regular episode. I've still got another faction to cover from Fallout 76's Atlantic City stuff. Well, you guys know what I was covering. And then I'm going to be covering some other stuff. I've got some fun things cooking, so can't wait for that. And I will see you very soon. And until then, stay safe in the wasteland. By not coming to our party. See you next time. And before you go, I'm going to patch this in because No Phil No Thrill just sent me his thoughts on the topic. And so get this. He already listened to the episode. I think you might enjoy this. Here you go.
So I already listened to the episode. And initially I wanted to take the boomers. I mean, it's an obvious choice for me still. I mean, they know they're explosive. I bet they would be pretty awesome at fireworks. But you guys already got this covered. So I thought, so crazy and wild and wacky this party already is, what could I put on top of this to make it even more crazier? So I'm bringing the aliens from Mothership Zeta. Because, well, when you drink the Dukashine, you still pass out from the Dukashine, but it might be the wasteland where you wake up. I think this would be a really, really wild party. I thought about, do people even celebrate New Year's Eve in the wasteland? But I think they might, because I'm not a big New Year's Eve guy, because I think it's a little pointless nowadays. Because, I mean, it's the idea is, when you distract fireworks, you just you dress fine, you eat fine, you drink, you get together with friends. But when you're honest, you can do this like every weekend or at least every other weekend. And there's no really a point for me that this is like a special occasion. But in the wasteland, life is rough, so this might be different. It's just my two cents, just my thoughts on this one. Anyway, Tom, thanks for having me. I wish everyone a happy new year and a great 2025. I hope we'll listen around. Bye.
To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.